You're listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast.
One day last year, in the midst of Morgan's wrestling season, he had suffered a loss, his first of the season. He was upset, frustrated, and disappointed. Talking with him in the hallway of school, I said, "Hey, buddy, I love you." He replied, "I know, Dad." I said, "You know why I love you?" "Well, we've talked about this before," so he was able to say, "Because I'm your son." He's my son. I wanted him to know that my love wasn't wrapped up in his performance on the mat or his behavior or anything else. I love him because he is my son, period. I've had similar discussions with my daughters. I love them because they're my daughters. I received a similar message from my parents. I know I didn't need to earn their love. They love me because I'm their son. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3, verse 12, and God's word tells us that before we knew Christ, it says of us, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Remember that you at that time were separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." Wow, let's recap that. We were once dead in our trespasses and sins. We were sons of disobedience. We were children of wrath. We were separated from Christ. We were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, his chosen people. We were strangers to the covenants of promise. Therefore, we were without hope. We didn't have anything to look forward to, and worse yet, we were without God in the world. Now, that really sucks. But the cool thing is, for those who know Christ, that isn't the case anymore. You are now his child. Here's some verses related to that. John 1, verses 12 through 13 says, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who are born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." 2 Corinthians 6:18 says, "And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." Galatians 3:25 26 says, "And now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian, for in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith." Romans 8:15 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Galatians 4, 6, and 7 says, "And because you were sons, God has sent you the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, an heir through God." As God's child, God is no longer, is only our creator, but now becomes our Abba. Abba is an Aramaic word that is similar to saying daddy or papa. So now that you are in Christ, the instant you received Christ as Lord and Savior, you have a heavenly daddy who loves you because you are his son or his daughter. A.W. Tozer, in his book, The Pursuit of God, explains what this truth does in our life when fully realized and understood. He says, "I sense that I'm a child of God. I know assuredly that God is my Father, and I am the object of his constant love and attention. There steals over my soul the realization that his concern and care of me are never ending, that his patience and compassion and mercy and understanding are always extended to me. In every situation in life, no matter how unusual or adverse, there comes the quiet assurance to my heart that I am his and he is mine."